Welcome to Shattered Planet, the show committed to disseminating information outside conventional media coverage. Topics that have been intentionally sequestered, conveniently forgotten, or dismissed as absurd will be our focus. Accompany us now on a journey of enlightenment into the vast unknown. Destination, Shattered Planet.
Most cherished formation of numinous notification ever mobilized. To the initiated, that means that Shattered Planet is a rolling and mystical factoids are soon to follow. But let the deviation from the norm now take its course. Unfortunately, Flock, we will not be blazoning anything paranormal. No, we have actually decided to put our broadcast off for a couple more weeks because of a freak storm that has disabled our show from a technical standpoint. That goddamn Dybbuk box fucking never ceases to rear its ugly noggin, does it, Christopher?
Yes, always.
Right. Anyway, we are all congregated in our studio, so we thought that we would at least thank the audience for your continued support.
Bruce,
Christopher?
Well, him. I hate him.
Well, evidently, except for Christopher.
They don't pay my paycheck. So
that's right. We still love you guys out there, and we're preparing a shocking show for next Saturday. So please return if you will. We figured we would at least say hello, though, while we're in the studio. Christopher, the tabby domesticizing grease monkey, spread some love.
I'm not spreading shit. I told you I hate these motherfuckers.
Christopher, you're just a dick sometimes, man.
Especially our Canadian fans.
Yeah, I know. We aren't even going to brood anything. We're just saying hello, and we're going to get off. And you can't even say something nice in that short.
No.
All right. Well, fine. Well, Walnut is away painting the town pink as we speak with a new love interest. But if he were here, he would tell everyone how he adores them, I'm sure. Sounds like you're Rios.
Yo,
could you please address our adherence?
How's it going, fans? I actually do appreciate you. How y'all doing?
Okay, that's enough. Enough with the encomium for our junkies. We are now going to do some show prep for next week.
All right.
Yes. It will be captivating, to say the least.
So you guys can get some of the paranormal shit that you guys are used to. Not this thrown together bullshit like fucking Double K at the water cooler. Go fuck yourself, whatever it is.
You know what? There's the closing music. Please accept our sincerest apologies, and we shall return next week with a super special edition of our show. But until then, we bid you guys
so long, Earthling bitches.
We'll be right back. All right. Christopher, is that our feed cut?
Yeah, Eli, the fuck goddamn feed is cut. Why are you asking me? I'm not the one that controls this shit.
So we don't have to use our stupid ass. We're out of character now, right?
Right. That's okay. Why I called you Eli, not Bruce.
I know. I got you.
Jesus.
Seth, are our mics cut?
No, I can't cut the mics. Then you couldn't hear me, dumb fuck.
Fuck you. All right. So
I could actually. Oh, okay. I should. I want to say, Eli, that was probably one of the best shows we've ever done.
Shut up.
It went flawlessly.
It did. It wasn't flawlessly. Yeah, it didn't fuck nothing up that time.
Oh, whatever.
I feel bummed.
I'm disappointed with all the logistical shit that keeps cropping up.
I know.
Every the show.
Time.
That damn Dybbuk
That's
box.
That's why
huh?
we don't. Yeah, we have Dybbuk a box. Hard time trying to get more than, what, 2 episodes a month? That's.
I know. It sucks. Really
hey, you got. I've been doing
it. It looked
I
like
can.
That. What's his name? Ken Kennedy Lloyd was listening. I mean, you just saw that. You noticed that that was one of our Canadian listeners, right?
That's why I threw that shit in there.
Oh, really? Anyway, since we're here, do you guys want to go over to show production for next week? That sucks, yeah, man. All of those. Whatever. I can't believe how many listeners we've gotten. And I got to say, I do have to say, Seth, you got our website up and running. That was awesome.
We don't have to rely on
Drew,
fucking Giametta.
It's not as good as I want it to be. But
how did you pull that off? Drew, how did you pull that off and kind of dupe him into giving you some
I
of the information?
Dupe him into shit. I just asked, hey, I want somebody, if they're going to play our show, I want somebody who actually gives a shit. And I give a shit. That's why I said, fuck it. I got with you guys and you guys were on board, so.
Hey, I got to take a piss, and then I'm going to come in studio instead of fucking
Yeah,
sick.
Come on over.
All right, give me a
second. Yeah, we need to bullshit. We never bullshit anymore. You guys just want to get in studio and just take off.
Fuck, it's been a while since we've done that. It's like we come in, and all we fucking do is just get right into the show.
Yeah.
There's no preparing for the show. It's just.
Is he coming in here or what?
No, he said he's going to go take a leak. So.
All right, then.
Yeah. You can't even find a light switch.
No. Come in here. Seth.
What are you doing? You can't even find the light switch? Jesus Christ, this is your house for crying out loud. God damn.
It doesn't really matter. Whatever.
No. There's fucking a thing called a studio. We built a studio.
I know. I get it.
His grandma
I'm sorry.
Funded this fucking shit, too. Looks pretty nice. Spent a lot of money on this motherfucker.
That's for damn sure. Is he ever going to get in here?
I don't know. Maybe he's taking a shit or something. I don't know.
Fuck is Seth doing?
There he is.
Up there, Seth. Sit down.
Is your grandma... Is she... Make a cookie
Quit
for us?
Fucking talking about grandma. It's not even funny. It might be funny on air.
Drew
but it's
thinks
not funny.
He's. I know. Drew, idiot.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about what we're doing next week. Are we doing it next week or the week after?
I don't know. It just depends.
What do you guys think?
Got shit.
Not
I
next
do.
Week. Probably the week after.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of shit to do.
Well, when Donnie gets. That sucks too, man. He never makes it.
Donnie
he's
Darko.
He's got so much shit going on with his
old
case working and fuck stuff. Man. I mean, it's
now that
you can't get away from.
Is he married? Drew. That motherfucker married?
Yes.
Hey, since I actually get to talk to you for a second here, old Drewski.
Yeah.
How's business?
Business for me?
You have the fucking stupidest job.
I have stupid.
Hey, can
I
you
make big bank,
do you think you
bitch.
Can? You think you can score me one of those cats?
Fuck. For what? Free? I don't fucking think so. Those motherfuckers are about $1,200 a piece, Eli. I can't believe
someone actually pays that much for a cat.
Well, give me a discount at least. You aren't going to give me a discount? I have a niece that wants
one. What about $1,199?
Thanks a lot.
No, I could probably, just for the cost to actually do the shit, it's about $200. I could probably get you one for $200.
You know what? Fuck you. You can't hook me up as long as we've known each other? Jesus.
Shit, how long have I known you?
Long enough, Drew.
Why would you want one of those cats? Seriously. They're
called munchkins.
They're cool. Yeah, they're neat looking.
They're ugly, I think.
I think they're neat.
Yeah. People like them. They pay $1,200.
How many of those do you sell a week, a month?
Yeah, tell us a little bit. We never get to talk about what you actually do.
Oh, shit. I've been... Andrew. What do you mean? You guys know I've been doing that.
I know, but
for 25 years.
We don't get to... All we ever talk about is, like, stupid show stuff and...
Well, they're Munchkin. They're a special breed of fucking cat. They got the short Lenny fucking legs.
Yeah.
You know that midget.
How long
fucker?
Have they been breeding them like that? Have they been around forever?
I started that.
Oh, you didn't start that.
You're lying, so full of shit.
No, they've been doing it for about 25 years. I've been in that game for about, not that long.
Yeah.
You take 20 off of
it. And you make a full-time living at that stuff. Yeah, I guess. At $1,200 a piece, you would. That's good.
It's good to know, Drew.
I like to know that you guys are doing your thing and hanging.
What kind of cat do you want? You know, there's several different genetic mutations.
God, I don't know. I have not.
There's a Bambino one. It's a cross between a Munchkin and a Sphinx.
And a fucking Italian, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A Dwelf. That's a Munchkin and an American Curl.
What the fuck's an American Curl?
I've never even heard of that. It's just a type of cat, I assume.
You can look it up online. I don't have the time. We don't have the time for me to sit here.
Why?
And explain exactly.
Well, give me some other. Okay.
What? A Napoleon? God damn. A Napoleon?
It's pink.
A Munchkin and a Persian
brown
cat?
And white.
Yeah.
Kinkalo? That's a Munchkin and an American Curl. Fuck. There's a Giannetta. Giametta?
Shut up.
How do you gotta fuck with him every time?
It's a Munchkin, a Bengal cat, Savannah cat, domestic short hair cat, and Oriental short hair. It's exotic. It's fucking spotted.
Okay, we get the idea. We get the idea. Okay, I'll have to talk to you about it.
Hey, there's a Minskin one that has a Burmese cat in it, too. Why do you think I go by Burmese?
I know.
Hey, how was Thanksgiving, by the way?
Thanksgiving for me, it's kind of boring.
I didn't do anything. I just sat at home, watched some scary movies. I watched that movie Insidious. That movie's awesome. It's pretty spooky, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
I meant to catch it.
I was supposed to go hang out with my parents.
Fuck, I had.
Would that Insidious be worth doing a fucking B-rated remote? No.
It's not B-rated. I mean, it was box office smash. But we'll get into your movie theaters here. I want to find out what you've been doing, too.
Yeah. I don't really give a shit what you've been doing. Yeah, but that's all fucking work shit, though. It's pretty cool. I'm making a pretty good living at that shit. Last year, I made about a quarter mil.
No, did you really?
What? That's just on the kitty. The kitty cats, too.
That's just on the pussy, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Fucking selling pussy, you made a quarter million.
I'm glad to hear you're doing good, Drew.
Well, not many people know. Being a breeder, you run into some fucking weird people.
Yeah, it's right there. Pop.
That's right there.
I brought some pop.
But anyway, enough about me. It's going good, even in hard times.
Seth, what's been going on with you?
Yeah.
Same old shit. Different day. Running the theaters. Cool. Running them fucking.
How many of them do you own now?
23.
You do?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
A lot of them here in Colorado, but I got a couple out of state.
Oh, cool.
God damn.
I just spend most of my time cruising around town, making cash deposits.
You lucky bastard.
Fuck,
Where you got
those at? Where, what cities? Because I know
the whole
Denver.
Metro area. I go up to Vail and Eagle, too, like Castle Rock, pretty much Denver, most of them Denver. But out of state, it's Des Moines, Omaha. I got them all over, fuck.
No shit. Good for you, Rios.
You've known that for how long?
No shit. Well, can you give us, give us some ideas of, like, what... I don't even know. I haven't been to a theater in a long... It's been a while. I just don't get a chance
very
often.
That's because you don't give us any discounts, you prick. God.
Yeah, just like I got a discount on the pussycat, eh?
Yeah, well, that's because mine's important. Those motherfuckers are rare.
Oh, well.
You're gonna...
check this out.
What are you... All right. Seth, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm just going to fire this up.
We're not actually streaming.
I know, I'm just going to fire it up.
Because it's gay. Seth is a retard.
I love that fucking review.
Seth, you're not Rios now. You got to be able to... discern which between the two.
I know.
What do you want to know?
Who cares? Why don't you tell us some of the movies that are at your theaters? I mean,
they're all the big ones right now.
I don't know any of them.
Probably Twilight, the Twilight Saga.
Twilight, yeah.
Breaking Dawn Part 1. Have you heard that? That fucking movie grossed $138,122,261 last week.
Got it. Really?
In a weekend?
I have to know that. Yeah,
holy shit.
Fuck, it's going to set
some records. I mean, that directly affects his bottom line there, you idiot, Drew. Jesus, of course he knows. So,
shit, there's a bunch of Happy Feet's out, the kids like that. That made $21 million, which is pretty good for an opening weekend.
How does that do for you?
When a movie's grossing that much money, think of the seat sitter.
Yeah.
The ass is in the seat, so fuck, I like it.
What would you recommend if I was going to take a girl to a movie?
Probably Puss in Boots.
Very good.
I can't really recommend.
Very fly of you there, Seth. Very good.
It sucks. I own these theaters, and I could give a fuck about any of them.
What did that make last weekend?
Puss in Boots, $10,804,300.
How about Immortals? That's one movie
that's,
I know
that's
of.
Coming out.
I made about $12 million.
12?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's that Adam Sandler movie, too.
Fuck, man, that thing is such a piece of shit.
Yeah. Is it? Fuck, who wants to see that?
Here. Would it gross? I bet you it outgrossed everything, didn't it, Jack and Jill?
Yeah, you betcha. That fucker, it outgrossed all of them. No, it didn't fucking outgross shit.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about some of the movies, then?
Especially the shit that's coming out. Who gives a shit about?
Yeah, fuck, I got...
The stuff that's coming out.
One thing that's funny is... As you know, I'm just like fucking Billy Rios. I'm always prepared. Check this shit. No, seriously, check this out.
Have a great vacation. Hi.
Hi. Two people searching for love.
This is the most romantic thing ever. I've always dreamt of seeing Los Angeles.
One chance to go the distance.
I was just wondering what the plan was for dinner tonight.
Oh, I don't care. What do you feel like?
Okay. I'm going to go for a walk.
But sometimes...
I forgot my anniversary with Mary.
You have to break your heart.
You know when you've been trying to figure something out and you can't figure it out and you figure it out and you're like, duh.
To find its other half.
You're my best friend.
Jason Segel.
I love Mary. I love her so much and I can't lose her.
Amy Adams.
I love you too.
Kermit the Frog.
Hi there.
Kermit the Frog.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you I'm prepared. Do you guys
know
the Muppets?
It's too bad we weren't streaming, damn it.
For what?
Too bad. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of material that we...
Yeah.
I just
could you imagine Rios doing a review on the Muppets? It'd be like... It'd go something...
Yeah, it doesn't really fit with your cut rate.
No, it'd be like this.
B-movie.
On vacation in Los Angeles, Walter, the world's biggest Muppet fan, and his friend Gary and Mary from small town USA discover the nefarious plan of oil man Tex Richman. Probably something like that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Well, keep going. Yeah. I might want to watch the Muppets.
What else do you know?
You're doing this off the top of your fucking head.
Man. Yeah, but I actually know these movies. I kind of know
that. What happened?
It's just, I don't know. It's about Tex Richman. He goes after the Muppet Theater to drill for oil they recently discovered beneath the Muppets' former stomping grounds.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh.
I remember the Muppets
a long time ago.
Now, I don't know about the Muppets. Let's see. I don't know. What's that Breaking Dawn movie about?
Breaking Dawn? Well, here. Why don't
I part one.
Because
they're parts.
I should play part two fucking. I have that shit. I get that shit early.
It's cool that you have access to all the clips and all that stuff.
I could get so many sound effects and clips for our
show. I know. It's
obvious.
Where
do you think it all comes from?
I know that.
No measure of time with you would be long enough.
Can you kill that and just let me know what the damn movie's about? What's it about? I mean, give me the gist of it.
If you were talking to an audience, what would you say?
But, well, I would just say Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, Bella and Edward. Plus those they love must deal with the chain of consequences brought on by a marriage, honeymoon, and the tumultuous birth of a child, Renesmee. Have you guys read the book?
No.
Not gay.
That's why I'm asking you. Yes. You know about all these movies.
Nah, it just comes to an unforeseen and shocking development for old Jacob Black.
Again,
you guys have no clue, sure, so why should I tell you?
I know who Jacob is. Jacob's the werewolf guy in it, right?
He just has a lot of romance, passion, intrigue, and action that made the whole series of Twilight, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just filled with everything.
That's cool.
That's a fucking blockbuster, though. That's made billions of dollars.
Oh, it's going to be a worldwide blockbuster, and it's going to put some money in my back pocket.
Right.
So, you know.
Fantastic.
So that's, you know.
All right. What about Hugo?
Hugo.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Even fucking interested.
In yeah.
So
man,
fuck Hugo.
Fucking...
What about Immortals? Well, tell me about Immortals.
Puss in Boots. I recommended that fucker.
I know, but I want the one that I'm leaning towards is Immortals because it looks cool. It looks like it's got a lot of action in it.
Well, in Immortals, it's about a ruthless king, Hyperion. He leads his bloodthirsty army on a murderous rampage across Greece. You find they're looking for a deadly weapon that'll destroy all of humanity. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, it's. It's immortals chosen by Zeus named Theseus, and he must lead a fight against Hyperion and the evil army with the fate of mankind and God at stake. What do you think?
God at stake.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't have one of those clips fucking,
Seth? Immortals?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Jesus, you got it right there?
That's
cool, man. I'm telling you, this is
awesome. One thing, Seth, is you are prepared for
everything. Hold on, shut up, Rister. I want to hear this.
That's definitely Eli. I wouldn't take it.
I have moved every precious stone. Listen. You people worship upon.
Did I call you Rister again? Sorry. Sitting around with the microphones on and stuff.
I can't believe it all the time that we've been doing. I don't think I've ever said
no, you're pretty good. You guys are both pretty good about being in character.
Shut that shit off. It's called discipline.
I still think you should see Puss in Boots, but...
All right.
That one's based on one of the most beloved characters of the Shrek universe, and I know you guys have watched that.
Yeah.
It tells a hilarious and courageous story of Puss.
Who's Puss?
He's one of the characters.
He's one of the characters.
Yeah.
It's more like an early adventure before, you know, everything happened with Shrek.
Oh.
A prequel.
You know, he teams up with the mastermind Humpty Dumpty.
That
sat on a wall and the street savvy kitty to steal the fame.
Is that fucker
goose
in 3D?
That lays the golden egg. Yeah, it's in 3D.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the movies now are coming out in 3D.
How many of your theaters play 3D? Oh, a lot of them.
They all do?
Yeah,
I have to.
I heard that technology. You know, I have a pair of those... I saw My Bloody Valentine in 3D. It was real D. Is that what you guys are?
Yeah.
Real D.
Yep. And
but you can't get that at home. I know you cannot see it.
Yeah, but
it'll be coming.
Yeah. Oh, that's around the corner. But
I still have a pair of those sunglasses.
What do you
glasses.
Think of that?
They're red and yellow.
No, I mean, they're not. They're just regular sunglasses.
What do you think of My Bloody Valentine? I thought they did a good job in that 3D.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's not like the old red and white glasses.
Red and blue dipshit. Jesus, and you're the guy that owns the fucking theater. So this shit.
Way to go, Seth. We tried the red and white. They just didn't fucking work.
There you go, Seth. There you go.
I don't know. There's a bunch of movies. There's J. Edgar Hoover about that.
I think that
looks good. What's that about?
It's about J. Edgar Hoover.
I know that. But give me a synopsis. You know the ins and outs of all these shits there, Seth.
It's the face of law enforcement in America for almost 50 years, J. Edgar Hoover. You know, it's...
Yeah.
He was feared and admired. Have you ever read his biography?
No.
Nope.
All right.
Well, wasn't he the guy that...
Oh, yeah, behind closed doors... He was pretty secretive, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. There's actually that movie's kind of cool, but the book, I mean, you might as well read a book about him. I mean, just watching a movie, they trump a lot of shit up, but it's directed by Clint Eastwood.
No way.
Leonardo DiCaprio stars is the title.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some big names there, so it's probably a pretty good movie. But again, I never watch those. I just don't watch any of those.
I
don't know.
Well, I know you do dedicate a lot of time to Shattered Planet, so.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate
it. Well, I enjoy doing this.
Well, you got nothing more to do, collecting checks and
No, I mean, there's a lot more than that. I'm constantly giving speeches. I got to meet with all the employees, give some fucking pep talks on why it's so great to be making minimum wage. I tell them how good they have it.
You going to give them a Christmas bonus?
When are we going to get those cards that you said that we could flash and see anything we wanted to for free? I still haven't seen it.
Exactly.
My golden tea card that I got in the mail recently.
Did you finally get that shit?
Yeah.
I'm putting all the golden tea in.
You were old fucking Sethy boy and I went and we were having some cocktails there, Drew, and we were playing golden tea with one of his buddies.
Yeah.
This dude's
he
the
was
biggest dick.
Fuck, it's fun.
I hate that guy.
Oh my god, you should come out. There's a tournament, man. You can.
Seth, I hate that guy. Who was that fat bastard that we were playing with?
Stefan.
Oh, Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah, I don't like. Well, you could tell I didn't like him. I wanted to get out of there as fast as I could. And I had to get a golden tea card. Oh, you really got to get a golden tea card. These things,
yeah,
man, we could play
never
with
use
people.
It again.
Golden tea bag?
I know
what
I'm
is all. This? What kind of
golden
a card?
Tea bag.
Do you get free games with it?
It's a golf. It's just a golf
video.
I know
what golden tea is, but what is.
I'm 37 years
old. Yeah, it's an online. You actually get in tournaments, can win fucking money.
You get a. Jesus. That's for people who don't have a job and who fucking sit in.
I thought we were actually going to talk about production. It's nice.
Wow, for not having a show, shit, I feel like you just did about a billion shows worth of reviews there, Seth.
Next week, I should just review all these fucking
movies. God, that's it.
I should just the whole show should be me doing reviews.
A review show, that's cool.
Just a complete review show.
A Shattered Planet review show. As Rios, that would be pretty cool. You have a lot better character and a lot better attitude when you're... Rios, you're kind of a pussy faggot right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, I need to get a Coke.
Enough about the Munchkin Kitties and the fucking theaters. What are you up to?
Yeah.
Mr. Architect.
Mr.
Eli. I really don't want. It's boring. I got a couple of.
Same, just like your character, Brucey. Boring.
Shut up.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, does that shit ever end with you, Drew?
That's funny.
He brings no character. It's just great. He just changed his name. He's the same person.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you for hurting my feelings. I don't know. I've just been working on a couple buildings.
Well,
you know?
With the economic downturn,
it doesn't even affect my.
Is there anything with an architect that we could just design like an awesome fucking theater?
I never even thought about it. Well, I can't believe we've never gotten together. I mean, I'm a fucking accomplished architect.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. If you could design something that's out of the norm. I mean,
well,
it's kind of hard.
Look
to
at the studio.
What he
did on a $5 budget.
Have you ever seen... I should show you. I don't think I've ever shown you my portfolio, have I?
Haven't really ever wanted
have you ever
to see
seen...
It,
there's a...
is that a innuendo? Eli?
No, I'd like to. No, I'm actually interested in that. I want to check this out.
If you guys are just going to be dicks to me, I think I'm
talking
to Christopher and Rios here and not, you know, my friends. Yeah, we should. I think we should hook up on that. Have you ever seen that documentary, Visual Acoustics?
I've seen about 2/3 of it. It's actually pretty cool.
What the hell is that one?
You have to see it.
These fucking old kooks from... when was he taking those? When was he building? That was
50s.
Back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get together. I think that would be pretty cool. I think it'd be neat.
Fuck, I think there'd be money into it because I could build a theater and you could put your name on it. You know, and some, we'll have to think about
I don't
that.
Want my name on anything. I just want to get paid if you don't mind. But
just like you don't want your name on Shattered Planet.
Are you kidding me? We'll get into that a little bit. Anyway, can we take a break for a second or?
Fuck, take a
shit. Yeah, I guess we're not really breaking from anything, but. We did.
Hey, didn't you?
You want
to
take a break
from
talking to me?
I want to go get a Coke, if you don't mind. Where do I get them, by the way?
Snort some Coke. That's fucking real.
Seth, where do I get it? I just want a Coke.
Didn't you have some songs that you wanted to?
What's that? Yeah. Here, check this out.
Yeah, I thought you.
We'll be right back. chorus is more like, we got all sorts of people, we got something of that lot, we got lots and a buy, we got sonas and a car, and then we'll make other profits, we got falling sorrow.
Yeah, I just played that.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, you told me
the hidden track on the next one.
On that new one? Yeah. Shit.
You can go fast, but there's a little.
Go faster.
What are you posting? Are you posting on that?
Why are you playing that? That's dumb.
I wanted to see. He told me he wanted a pop song that he wanted to.
Do you guys want to practice some shit or?
Yeah, we can practice.
Well, look at this fucking Facebook shit, man. I swear to fucking God. Violet is on here like every two fucking seconds. Or Christine or whoever the fuck she is.
I just, these idiots have no clue how valuable the internet is to maintain some anonymity. It's ridiculous. Can you imagine using the internet to post every little bit of information that happens in
your
life?
So many people do, it's unbelievable.
Seth, you know what? Your movie theaters would probably go bye-bye.
Well, I'd be fucked. Yeah. Being a,
I know. I would lose my job with my firm. I know I would.
I know, yeah. There's no fucking way I'm putting fucking Drew on that shit.
But really, you could get away putting your name on. Who gives a... You don't think you can...
At least you're self-employed. At least you're self-employed.
Well, I am basically, but yeah.
I know, but not really.
I'm employed by the public.
Exactly.
I would be fucked.
I can't believe how boring some motherfuckers are.
Like Violet?
That's not cool, man.
She's all right.
I don't think she's boring,
hey,
but
Drew,
she constantly posts to Facebook and
Twitter. Fucking everything. It's like, hey, I woke up. Hey, I'm taking a shit.
You
hey,
talk to her. Both of you guys talk to her quite a bit.
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool, but I don't get this broad on the same day will post that she, like, just ate a 3,000-calorie lunch, and then right after, she burns 400 calories at the gym, and then she took 8 pictures and manipulated them on her iPhone. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
That's my whole fucking thing is it's just fucking bullshit. You know, I'm just tired of that.
That's not an issue.
I'm
trying to get some levels right here. All right, sorry.
What the hell is that?
I'm testing some shit over here.
Yeah. God damn.
Because usually when I'm back in the booth, sometimes I'm sitting on fucking walnut Odim.
People could separate the two. Hey, I'm a character on a show.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'll do that. And I'll post every once in a while to make sure everybody knows.
Yeah, but we get it. We're always like that. You know, Drew, I mean, that's how we've always known from the outset. I mean, it's just that we're characters on a damn show, you know?
Take Lloyd.
What about him?
Dipshit.
Yeah,
he can't discern between the two.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a character.
But I don't think, honestly, you know what?
Maybe his real name's like Jack, and that is his
Come
character.
On, you think that he has the wherewithal to pull that shit off?
No, but...
He is who he is. He's Ken Kennedy Lloyd, and he has no problem telling everybody that. And, I mean, saying these just these terrible things about... You know, races and stuff. I mean, we play a character. It's like, imagine that show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If those characters walked around in character or vice versa.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
There's no fucking way.
Trailer Park Boys, they did that.
Yeah, I know. Well, they get it. They get it, though.
So they did it.
They're not themselves in the show. You know, they weren't using their real names like we don't use our real names. We get it.
I think I'm going to drop that. In the next show, I'm just going to say, hey,
you
Eli,
know,
No, don't please do don't do that.
Hey, Drew,
I would
what did
be
you
so embarrassed if anybody heard me
yeah,
as Eli on the
were, they'd be like, who the fuck's that?
Yeah, but they would, I mean, honestly, you think I would say those types of things as myself that we do on the show? That's ridiculous. That's for Ken Kennedy Lloyd to do. I mean, to insult people for real and yeah. hurt their feelings
no,
and
say... True.
I mean, it's just, we're having
well,
a good
hey,
time.
Hey, remember that conversation that we had with Violet was
yes.
last week or whatever? Fuck,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Jesus Christ. So hey, pissed. I just want to talk to you.
I know, and you're talking to her as Christopher. You know, you're talking to her in
as,
character.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't know.
She
I don't know.
Fucking,
well,
you have
know,
you ever told her
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Have you ever told
she
them?
She doesn't want to get a hold of me. I tried
no,
to.
No, have you
resort.
Ever
told
her have you ever
that
talked
your real
to,
name's Drew?
How about Giametta that your real name's Drew?
Fucking telling those motherfuckers?
Man.
Oh, God. What? I
hope
our product
not.
Is... I'm
hey, we've said from the get-go.
Have you tried to tell
constantly.
Her that subsequently? Hey, have you tried to tell her that subsequently?
No, she doesn't
I just
want
blocked
to
her.
Shit.
She hated Bruce Holland, and I'm like, I didn't even do anything.
Well,
and
I'm
I just
too
blocked
busy.
Her.
I gotta
ass.
Go.
Like,
I can't help you with that. I've got a new boyfriend.
Is she really that
picture?
Bitch?
I mean,
Bruce,
I gotta
you
go
was
work
Bruce
out.
For actually being nice.
I know
shocked.
That you were there. I hey, look,
hey,
who cares?
Hey,
who really gives a shit?
That was the one time that my. Real self kind of bled in, and I was pissed off
yeah.
that they didn't at least give me a straight answer on how the you know
see what I can't understand
this.
Is why you would allowed that to,
I know
because
I,
it's a character you all these people know you as Christopher Burmese and it's like a total rib
I want somebody
it's like a slap in the face these assholes have no idea
I know I'm like I said
well, I don't give a shit you can do whatever
yeah,
you want I'm
pissed.
Just saying. If you allow yourself to be Drew with them, I mean, they're going to, you would think they would have figured it out by now, I guess. I guess it doesn't really matter.
But anyway, do you guys actually want to practice some shit or?
Yeah, but let's yeah. take a break. Can we take a break?
What, you got to take,
you
a,
gotta
shit?
Take a shit again?
I want to no, hear what? Some music, man. I got to make a phone call real quick.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. See, I
gotta, where's my phone at?
About, I think it's Granny's got it upstairs.
Granny took it. Quit fucking with my grandma. Fuckers.
God, how old hey. Is your grandma? Like fucking
Seth,
90?
Well, if I was fucking Rios, she would be fucking
900
years old.
Fucking 10,000.
What is that right here?
How come the same?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
What's up with this shit?
Fuck.
How come I ain't got no goddamn shit here?
Wait, wait, wait. Fucking...
Jesus. No, yeah.
No, put the fucking face.
I don't
shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's gonna be some old different shit, so y'all open up their head. Motherfuckers gonna be mad, but so the fuck what? Public enemy music and our message. No, we are not created by MTV. You know, they'll support the hell out of some anti-black negative shit from Sessions to 3 to 4 million, but not this shit. We'll probably get about 2 mics in the sauce and shit, but who gives a fuck? Magazines, critics, majority of white America again will call us racist instead of pro-black. And the reason that some motherfuckers won't like this shit because we on that other beat. You know, some people gonna be mad at Hitler today, and I ain't even talking about this. Thanks for that old bullshit. Some of my brothers out there ain't understanding my musical approach, and I call this shit ferocious soul. I'm on some old Tyrannosaurus Rex, chasing the open deep Jurassic Park shit. Yo, motherfuckers gonna be mad I ain't with the 40s or blunt kick. I ain't with calling my brothers and sisters niggas and bitches to say I'm fly. I ain't nobody's nigga. Don't want nobody white calling me nigga, and at the same time, somebody black better not even try it. I'ma do straight up no chaser. Music to save soul to get up on that white man plantation thinking. Here's a 72-minute letter to some of y'all front perpetrating second guesses.
All right, motherfuckers. All right, what the hell was that?
Just
why do you have to cut the music
pieces,
like
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
You guys want to practice or what?
Yeah. I can start and stop.
Faggot.
What are you fucking doing?
All right. So what? So did yeah. you just recently prepare? Who wrote this piece? Did Chad write this piece?
Chad? Fucks Chad. Son of a bitch. That's not one of our interns, motherfucker.
Yes, Chad wrote it. Why do you have to be such a douchebag?
I know, Drew, you cock.
I'm not giving that guy any credit.
No, you're Christopher now.
Fuck, Christopher.
No, we're going
to... Oh, yeah, let's get... Okay.
Oh, okay, right, we're practicing. Right. Fucking Christopher, you want to go forward with this piece here?
Christopher. Yeah, Bruce, I'm going to go.
Oh,
hey,
Drew.
Rios, you motherfucker. Yeah, put the levels right, Rios.
No, I'm just...
Well, yeah, hit...
What okay. makes a place haunted?
Are we going to do it like that? Are we going to do it like a full produce piece there?
Because I still think I got that.
I mean, real.
You got that shit way up to
yeah, real. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's hard to switch it on. It's hard to turn it on and off.
All right. Maybe we should. It still sounds too fucking out.
What makes a haunted place?
Are you going to do it? Wait a minute. Can we get on the same page?
Are we?
Drew, are you expecting Seth to play the...
Should we get in character and do it, or are you just going to kind of read
it? Yeah, let's get in character. Let's do it.
But I just want to read it. I'm going to fuck it up. This is the first time after Chad's... I mean, this is...
Okay, but we're doing it like Shattered Planet, right?
Yeah, this...
Well, no. What?
You too loud?
That sounds about right.
Okay, then do it. What makes a place haunted?
Do you have this sidechain compressor on?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
should auto duck then, right? All right. Well, whatever.
What makes a place haunted? Sometimes it's specifically a phantasmic presence. Sometimes it's the infusion of a place's mystery. Strangeness.
Why don't you read it like you normally read it? Jesus Christ.
There are that have haunted Jenna for more than 10 years as she remembers a crumbling old structure she discovered along a cemetery road. Perhaps she'll never understand its dark secrets because she is kind of retarded.
Oh.
Maybe it's universally, whatever.
That word is inscrutable.
Inscrutable.
Right.
Who knows?
But get it right, Christopher.
All right, Jenna's story. Let's go there, Christopher.
I was 11 years old at the time and cohabitating with my mother in North Carolina. We finally procured a house after living in various Motel 6s and Red Roof Inns.
Ooh.
And if I'm being honest, I hated the fucking shit out of this dump. Either intuition or subliminal. However, was cautioning me about this house. And the drone is waiting for
Jesus, look on the mixer, you dipshit.
Yeah,
I thought you said it was auto-ducking, motherfucker.
It's not. Just keep reading. I'll get this shit. It's not like we're doing this.
All right.
Just fucking go for it.
The day we secured the mortgages, I nearly ran away and started my own prostitution career early. 3 years later, we were foreclosed on anyway due to my mother's mental illness.
Crazy-ass
bitch.
Crazy fucking bitch. Cunt.
Yes, but that was too long of a story to tell.
Ooh, shit.
It was July in 2004 when we moved our belongings into this rural little community surrounded by thick woods.
Thick tiger woods.
A few hundred two-story houses were being built along a gravel road, which since has been covered by pavement.
Oh.
Yes. The house has turned into a rich person's suburbia.
Wow.
A few weeks after moving in... Wow. I had already made quite a few friends. I will admit that my proclivity for fellatio
Rios is playing the fucking organ. Yes,
got this.
Yes,
go ahead.
Jesus,
did you say something about a proclivity for fellatio?
Yes, and that went right in with organ.
Would you like to fellate me right now, Christopher?
Jesus,
how about a hand job?
Yes, Bruce.
If he's out of breath, there, fanny poos.
Some of my neighborhood friends made mention of an old dirt trail next to the cemetery, which was adjacent to the new construction. You know, children.
That's ominous.
Incurable curiosity.
Yeah.
We were doomed to check it out.
Nice to call emphasis to you know children.
You know children. That was you for
you, children.
That was for you, Brucey.
Fuck you.
No. That was
Christopher.
I meant that was for Rios.
Yeah.
Character, remember.
I know. I've been calling you Christopher since the start, you dick.
If only I could have ignored the idea to travel that trail.
Oh.
So after getting cornholed by two guys at
11-year-old?
One day.
That's disgusting.
We decided to go wandering down that.
I swear to God, that Chad is a fucking pervert.
Well, I don't know who just read right through it
with a smile.
I don't know who's... Well, you're the one that wanted to have him do the fucking shit anyway.
Okay.
Damn it.
I want to run that shit.
I know. After a few weeks after
Rios just got up and left the booth.
I think his grandma's going.
I'm
going
to go into the booth.
Okay. A few weeks after moving in, I had already made quite a few friends, and I am reading the exact same fucking sentence over. Jesus Christ.
Well, get your shit together, Drew.
The old house. Not Drew. I'm fucking Burmese, bitch.
All right.
After traveling close to a quarter of a mile, we noticed an ancient-looking building. wood planks, vertical and horizontal, was its facade. It had a rusted, buckling tin roof. This shit dump was obviously constructed by a hillbilly podunk family back in the old days.
Oh.
It was so dilapidated that we decided not to risk our lives venturing in and kept following the trail. We marched on until we happened upon a crater-like dent in the ground filled with a stagnant mosquito-swarmed water.
Wow.
There we lay... There we lay down and it. Fucking sucked in a naked huddle until the boys covered me with their glue.
That is we disgusting, bathed in the murky, Chad.
Yes, they bathed in the murky agua, and we put our clothes back on.
Oh.
Are we actually going to do this piece?
I don't know.
Week?
I'm trying to kind of reading it. Do you think
well, you're doing good. I like it so far. I like it so far. I don't like an 11-year getting cornholed by two 11-year-old
yeah,
getting
cornholed. We're going to have to revise that. Make him like nine years old.
How many times do we have to tell him we don't want any pedophilia shit?
God damn. I swear to God, do you live next to a fucking park or something?
Just go.
Bitch? Is the TV on? Your, yeah. Is your grandma
don't worry
TV
about
on?
It. Okay. Just read the piece.
Well, when we actually do the recording.
A, yeah, I know. It is a little disconcerting. It
yes,
is.
We have to
right
get
now
it
set.
It's annoying. It's just annoying. You could tell her to shut the fucking
all
TV
right,
down
do
a little
now.
Bit.
As we were headed back, we crossed paths with an old grotesque house again. After a short deliberation, we agreed to go inside and went through the front door. Okay. The step to the door was missing.
Oh.
Oddly enough, the house was facing the opposite direction of the road.
So you're telling me the back door was towards the road? You
yes.
don't see houses like that very often. There, Christopher.
The strange smell of a dirty thong was all around the area.
Oh.
But we were in the middle of the forest, so we shook off our shared experience of stink to someone forgetting to wipe their ass after shitting at the pond as we just fornicated in.
That chat
God,
is
now
a
you're
fucking
pounding
bitch.
Fucking doors to the studio. Jesus. What'd you tell her? Take your dentures out and go to sleep, Mom?
Turn the fucking set
funny.
Down.
I don't like that.
What
go.
Was she watching? Like episode 3 of Star Wars with surround sound?
She's watching this
or
old
who?
House.
Well, thank you, Seth. It's just hard to concentrate.
I gotta have that.
You don't have it somewhere in there?
I can get it.
Yeah. The front entrance is nothing unusual per se, except for a pair of boxer shorts with 9 bloody used Magnum condoms in them, of all things on the floor.
That is disgusting. I don't know why.
We broad jumped the skivvies and landed in the middle of the room. The drone is a little bit loud, but
we'll it's good.
I was
think
still
it's
staring
good.
Into the crusty.
You might for the but before we get on there, yeah drop it a couple
yeah,
of
to look inside
but,
the room
I mean, just,
of the house.
Yeah.
That's when we noticed it was not one, but two
write
small
that down.
Separate houses.
You're taking notes, right?
Yeah, I'll make sure we get
yeah, shit. Write that shit down.
Shut up,
I'm
Christopher.
Trying to go through my shit.
Well, he should be telling us shut up. He's trying to read through or just talking over the top of it. technical shit.
How about the NBA coming back? Yeah, that's great.
Okay, why don't
it
you just go ahead?
It isn't, did it?
Yeah.
They signed it?
They
I told
well,
you
they
it wouldn't be that
signed
long.
It, but it's
all but done.
Yeah, it's pretty
you going to finish his piece?
Yeah. We crossed the rickety bridge over to the next hut of the house to see what the that the footing was spotty at best with the rotted floor.
Yeah.
There was also a couch that had been... Smash ribbons.
Jesus, would you kick the fucking front door down?
We moved to the far doorway, and when we did, we were greeted by green hornets that were housed in the nest the size of a basketball.
Well, speaking of the NBA, man, that was
see,
timely.
It was hanging in the corner and gave the bugs a great place to go unnoticed when we came in.
Oh.
We turned heel and sprinted immediately back into the first room we had entered.
Very
then
good.
We all turned in awe as we heard a faint piano note floating in the air.
Could you play some? Do you have any like piano or organ over there that you can fire in when he does his piece? That's not it. That's not
this
it.
This should have terrified the couple of kids, but we were exceedingly dumb for our age.
What the hell is that?
This isn't an alien piece. Jesus.
Fucking
very good.
I'm just fucking with him. Go for it. You're,
all right.
Sorry
well, that's
that.
The
where
beginning
were you?
Of that shit.
Okay.
Do we want to keep going?
Yeah,
yeah
why not?
No, we'll finish it.
I want to hear it because I don't normally get this. I'm kind of like going through it in my mind where I could interject decently when the show comes on next week.
The majority of the structure was in terrible ruin and subsequently didn't have much to much to offer us.
All right.
We had nearly finished rubbernecking when we came on the fireman's pole. God damn, that excuse.
That's
that
miswritten,
was obscure.
Huh?
Yeah. What a shadow. How did we miss that?
I don't know how you miss a fireman's pole when you're running through somebody's house.
It led up to the attic, was our assumption. Uh-oh. My friend climbed it nimbly.
Huh?
Yes. As nimbly. We got to the top, a buzzard flew out at him, forcing him to slide down, landing on his ass. We sure had a laugh at that, fucking rookie.
Fucking rookie.
We all began climbing the pole carefully. What we noticed was terrible. Someone had used liquid nail to adhere Bible pages onto the entire pole.
What?
When we That's reached weird. The attic and its collapsed frame, we decided to leave. Just one glance around at the darkness terrified us enough for us to defecate our bowels, entire contents, onto our clothes.
Jesus.
Whatever the dark had not revealed to us sent shivers up our spines. We sprinted out of the house and discussed what we saw. But we could, before we could, though, we saw something creepy on the roof.
Wow. Ooh. God, that was...
I scarcely made out its enormous shape when something came hurling past me.
Oh.
A huge shard of glass was thrown in our direction.
Wow.
Now, is this that poop, the fucking stupid glass shard pooping... fucking shit we
oh
did.
Yeah, you're talking about Appalachian Birdman, huh?
No, remember we did that in the soundstage? You did that?
Yeah,
thing?
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's shit lightning and broken glass. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like, man. We're going full circle.
It's probably Chad fucking, not realizing that he was rewriting some shit there, Drew.
So I think this will be perfect for next. This is a great
Right then, good. We turned and looked in the direction of the being. It was just a blackness that had been, that is the best description, a huge black fissure.
A back fissure.
Figure with fiery red eyes.
Oh.
then we ran away screaming. The thorn bushes we were careful with before to step. God damn. Who fucking. God
he
damn,
doesn't
Chad,
ought to use any kind
with before to
of
step
punctuation,
over,
huh?
Weren't a fucking concern on the way out. Our sprint through the shrubbery left us bleeding.
Are you going to. So what do you do? Are you going to take this home and kind of edit it a little bit?
I don't know. That's
do you generally do that, or do you generally just take the copy and read it on our show? I mean, how do you normally do it, Drew?
Shit. It's half and
it
half.
Just depends.
It just depends.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm in a hurry, I don't get to do that kind of shit. And this, I don't know. I
know. It sucks kind of, because that's going to make you fucking... Well, you're going to have to edit it, but we need to tell Chad to make sure to fucking reread his stuff because when he does this and we just read it, it sounds like crap.
Well, the guy's fucking long-winded. When you talk to him, he just wants to talk your fucking ear off.
I know. Well, is it that much to ask you, though, to kind of read it before? You assholes need to read the stuff before.
Well, these last couple months, especially going live...
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I'm just crunching to get the fuck over here half the time. So, but Chad,
right,
you're out there. Sorry.
Looking to return to the house?
Yeah. Return to the house to lock it. In 2005, my curiosity got the better of me once again. I decided to look into the reason why the house faced away from the path. Traveling from our backyard woods, me and my mother found a relatively easy patch. Or path to the house. I brought some sleuthing material along with us, a metal detector I had received as a gift.
Oh.
When we arrived...
Sleuthing material is just sleuthing. A metal detector?
Yeah.
Well, didn't bring nothing else?
Yeah, EVPs, I don't know. Ask
damn,
this bitch.
When arrived, I've never heard that drone before.
Yeah,
that's
when
pretty
we
good.
Arrived, we didn't have time.
The cosmic ray.
Bothering... Wow. Yes, fucking with the house. In fact, my metal detector went off a few yards before we got to the abode. The detector was squealing constantly as I swung it in a pendulum some 20 feet from the entrance to the house. I quickly Ooh. Dug a hole and found an
Hit
old locket.
Hit that about 40 times in a row.
There we go.
That's
digging.
Cool.
That's digging.
Way to go,
and
idiot.
I found an old locket
you
about 30 feet down.
Fucking seized our shit up.
God. There we go. God damn, you lost
Jesus.
The son of fuck, a bitch. I couldn't hear. Yeah.
When we arrived. That fucking drone 50 times. God.
Well, no, you know how to seize the whole program to a fucking
hole. Well, she dug a hole and found an old locket about 30 feet down from the hole that she dug. It was in the same area as the glass shard when it landed.
Oh.
Yeah, that hideous that creature fucking, that fired it at, it,
yep.
at her. The locket concealed a half-faded photo. And some sort of green patina.
Patina.
No.
He needs to put a phonetic, because an idiot like you, a stupid-ass cat breeder, ain't going to be able to fucking read patina, obviously. Patina. Dipshit.
Patent it.
You know what patina is, right?
On, I have no idea.
on, like, metal stuff, it's like a surface discoloration. It's actually good.
Yeah.
But
it filled a void where the other half of the picture should have resided.
Oh.
The inscription said, "To my darling," and it was etched on the back of the jewelry.
Oh.
"I've had this locket for 10 years now, and I'm not sure why I keep it. Truth be told, I'm afraid the glass-tossing monster will come back if I try to discard it.
Oh.
Or maybe it's just a resting memory of the angry dead protecting me through the curiosity as a youth.
Oh.
The memory of those days and that old house live on in my memory. I'm haunted by the thought of why the stripper pole was adorned with Bible pages. I'm not even sure why we were too afraid to stay in the attic. But after one glance and a little uneasiness, we all had seemed to turn away without even saying a word. One thing I do know is that the monster we experienced was real. As real as they come."
As real as they come.
Yes. "That my friend squirted all over my God.
Are you kidding me? That Chad.
God.
I'm calling it.
Do we want to continue with the shit or just call it? Because that...
We can quit after that.
Well, what do you guys think? So you guys want to do this? When are we going to do our next show?
I don't know. I don't know if we try to venture in and try to do a...
I think I might have to be in Des Moines next week. Might have to do it the week
I'm
after.
We do like
Why do you call it Des Moines? Yeah. You've been to Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yeah.
It's Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa?
Des Moines? Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Well, it doesn't really fucking matter, but...
Either way, I think I'm going
to
be out of town.
You're going to be at... When? Next week? You're going to be out of town next week, right? That's what you said a while ago. You would not be able to...
Shit, we fucking told our fans. Nah, it doesn't matter.
Well, no.
Whenever. The 10th.
Wait. I'll fucking tell you.
Oh, you look... Yeah, he's looking through his phone. All right, Seth.
I'm telling you, it's the 3rd is when you...
When are you? No, are you good, Drew? Are you good next week?
Initially, it was the 3rd. No, I can't do that shit. I'm out of town on the 17th.
I got a breeder's
conference. Out of town on the 17th?
Yeah,
the 17th.
The 3rd, the 10th, I'm golden. The 24th and the 31st.
Okay, so you...
I say we either do another Christmas show, try to put something together, or
a Christmas show. We're not going to do something for a month.
What do you mean? We can in 2 weeks. We can do an early one. That's like the 10th.
I don't know though. I don't know.
Because we've done that.
Is Chad going to be able to come in and do Santa again?
I don't know if he will.
Well, we can't do a show without Santa.
Yeah, you got to have Chad.
Well,
Chad has to come in to do Santa.
We got to do Donnie too. Has got to be here. We got to get that fucker back in here, man. He's never available. He tries to do. He did good for a while, and then
I got things I got to do. What he was? Yeah,
I got to eat.
I got to eat some food.
Anybody talk to
Justin? Listen up, you slobbering loose neck pant shitters.
What the fuck is that?
Y'all recognize
there he is
this
right
voice?
There. Has anybody talked
I'll
to
bet
Justin?
Your sister does.
I haven't talked to Justin.
Ask her now.
I wish we could get him back on the show too, but
yeah, it'd be nice.
What you gonna do?
I know. I should talk to him. We kind of had a falling out. Okay. It's a long story. But
I don't know. I think that piece will be good for the next. No, show we do. I think you should take it and fucking practice it though. Read that thing about 12 times.
Yeah, there's some words. Patina really fucked you up.
Yeah, patina.
Patina.
Retina.
Retina.
There was another one. I can't remember what it was. Well,
is and
that sucks. We couldn't have done it. I mean,
it would have been nice to do a show, but who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? We have to put out a good product. I'm telling you. You wanted to rush into this live shit, Rios.
Well,
I want to make a good show.
I don't expect all these problems.
So you still, are we still in character? I've been calling you Seth and Drew. You just call them Rios.
Who cares?
Whatever. Whichever.
Yeah, I guess you guys know each other. What the fuck?
I don't know. It's just a discipline.
I ended up when with we're three on Cokes air. Over here. I got three open Cokes.
I drank half of one. So you.
I know. I know. I could taste the rotten fucking spittle in there, you old prick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bounce. I'm supposed to meet a chick tonight. I got some fucking homework I took home from that.
You could be building down play Brucey and you could have a man to meet tonight.
What?
Right next
you
to
could get
Coors?
In character and have a man to meet tonight. Your boyfriend?
A man to meet. Who's a man? Who's a man to meet?
Amanda meet.
A man's meet. He wants a man to
meet too.
Mandy meet.
Fuck
that's
the
not
Jesus
funny,
out
Seth.
Of her.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. No, I think it'll be good. So whenever you guys say the next show that you want to do.
Yeah, whatever. Just let us know. Give us.
You fucking let me know.
All right, you're telling us all I can't be here on the 3rd, 10th, 9th,
31st.
I can't. I only have one day in the next 9 years that I can meet.
I'm fucking
bullshit.
All right, well. All
right, yeah. Yeah, me too.
You don't want to hang out and have a few.
It was good seeing you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we'll talk.
She won't care. Go for it. Shit.
Oh, shit. Look at your fucking monitor. What? Seth, look at your monitor.
What about the monitor?
Look at the up in the right in Sam Broadcaster. Oh, my God. Turn that shit off. I did. I turned it off.